looking for something. A new way, a new understanding, a connection, some comfort. You've got questions, and Light on Living puts the spotlight on all the answers so you can shine. Lift and lighten the load of life's challenges and learn simple and easy ways to live a healthy, happy life. You'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you. You're invited to hear new, see different, and feel more as Lisa shines the light on living.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to Light on Living. I'm Light Coach Lisa, holistic nutritionist and life coach. And today we are so excited to announce a new series. It's going to be the first Monday of every month, and it's called Musical Chairs Making You Move. Now, the fun part about this is that I've so enjoyed working with music before and having it a part of it, and it's really so similar to authors anyways. A songwriter, when they write a song, literally has to create an entire story in such a short time and really have to get the punchline, and it's got to make you move. And I'm so excited to be co-hosting this very show with Eric Lambier. Now, he's not new to any of you because he's actually the songwriter and musician for the song that you hear every time you come and join us on our show. So Eric Lambier is here. He's a singer, songwriter, producer, performer, and we come up with this idea that we want to highlight songs that really move you, make you move. And so that's why we have musical chairs. You've played musical chairs before. There's definitely no chair, not a chair. You got to race around and get it. But the reason is because we want to shift you from where you are to where you want to be. And that can be anything from feeling understood or related to happy, and sometimes even sad. We like to share in our misery sometimes, and that's what gets us moving. So that's what this first Monday of every month is going to be all about. And I'm going to bring on my lovely, amazing, handsome, I have to say, he's a boy.
Hello, Lisa. How are you?
Fantastic.
Thank you for having me on the show. This is exciting. I'm really excited to be here and talk about music and talk about how it can make you move in so many different directions. Music's kind of like a river. It just flows.
Oh.
So either it's a fast or slow song, it moves you towards something. Always moving. Sometimes fast, sometimes not so fast.
Momentum.
Momentum is always a key thing. So it's just really great to be doing this with you. So thank you.
Well, yes, yes. And you know, it's going to be, I can't even imagine the songs now moving forward, like who will have on and what writers and what music, because today we are featuring actually two of your songs.
Two of my songs, all about me.
And we're going to explore the lyrics. And I think that was a big thing because, as we mentioned, Light on Living always interviews authors. And they've written stories or instructions or kind of memoirs helping somebody else. But you have to actually do the same thing when you write a song, and quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. It's got to create a mood. It's got to be something that people can obviously identify with. And then once you get past that, then it's into production, and the production also can move you, or maybe not so much. So it's all part of it, the whole process. And I'd like to, and glad we can discuss that about my stuff, but also it'd be great to have other folks on here. I'm hoping that we can get that going on. And other people who've done it and their insights into how to make you move and how they made their music, what the song's about. Sometimes it can be about you. A lot of times you write, though, just generally about subjects and then your take on them. So we're going to be exploring all of that. And it's exciting, actually.
It is, and now I'm going to call it the Hot Seat Musical Chair.
Yeah, well, it's from the musical chair. There you go. But, yeah, it's exciting to find. It's really cool to get behind of any kind of creative thinker, getting behind the scenes. What made you write that way? What moved you to do that as a musician or as a, you know, an author? As in your case, you interviewed a lot of authors. I've tuned in many times.
Oh, you're a fan here.
Yeah. So, and what moved them to write the book? And a lot of times it's, you know, from possibly being down and out, You know, you finally, you know, it was the push you needed. Other times, not so much. You don't have to be that way either. You can, you know, just be a thinker and keep writing and that kind of thing. So
you are right. You know, a lot of times it's from a point of pain. Like somebody's suffering and they need to express, like, how do I get this out of me? And they're like, oh, I got to write a song about this. Or they're so moved or inspired because they've seen something so incredible. And I love that you said that, actually.
Yeah, a lot of times that's how I write. With you know, you get an idea for what the song's about. A chorus is always something you move towards. So your verses have to go towards the chorus. The easiest way to describe that would be question and answer. Ask the question in your verses and answer the question in your choruses. So if you come up with a chorus, make sure it's kind of an answer. Because if it's not, if it's just a general statement, it's kind of hard sometimes to lead to it. And then a bridge in the song can be kind of a finalization of what the verse is said. And then all
like an aha moment or no?
Sure.
Okay.
An aha moment. I never thought of it. I can't be thinking of that from now on.
Ooh, that's what this is all about.
Yeah.
What's a hook then? What would be the difference between a hook and a bridge?
Oh, well, usually the hook would be the chorus. It's the thing that gets you. It's what hooks you in, you know. That's what really hooks her. And then hopefully, but there's lots of different kinds of hooks. For instance, then you can have hooks in verses. You can also, if you get in production, it's all who you hire for playing, because you could have, you know, if I go back to people I like, and I
actually, yeah, share with everybody, because they know a lot about me, but what about you? You have different influences.
Well, you know, if you have one particular musician that I really liked was, and still do, is, you know, Van Halen. Let's go back to them for a second, because, you know, they had really great hooky songs, but Eddie always wrote really cool solos that you could almost, if you did the song, you have to do those solos because they're so memorable. And that's part of the key. So first of all, as a guitar player, in his case, being recognized all the time that it's him. Yeah, you know what it's Eddie Van Halen. You know, love it or hate it, you know it's him playing. He's just got that style. But he always wrote really cool hooks. Once again, now we're into a solo. Another one would be, this is the biggest, one of the biggest hooks on the planet. It's a song by Jerry Rafferty, Bakersfield, and the sax. Who doesn't know that line? That's the sax line.
I can hear it in my head, actually.
It's one of the biggest, most recognized sax hooks of the planet. And that's, you know, that's what makes that song. I just love that when it kicks in. And also, I do like the guitar solo in it when they move that guitar solo. Because once again, it's a really hooky, really a hook that really drives you in. So there's so many different kinds of hooks. The other kind of hook that helps in songs, in choruses especially, is the singing in the car moment. And one of all swing that would be like living on a prayer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, how many people have been in their car screaming that?
It's a joyful thing, I think, too, when you're starting. It brings bliss. It brings joy. It brings playfulness.
Exactly.
And before we go into that moment for a second, because when you're talking about sometimes the hook is so memorable in the song. You have to play it. If you're going to redo that song, you have to do it. And you just made me think of identity.
Right.
In our lives, like I'm walking around in my life and you're walking around yours, and we identify with a story that we talk about ourselves. That's our hook.
That's true.
So it's like a song when you're writing it. If you were going to write, somebody's going to write a song about themselves, like, oh, I'm going to write a song about myself. It'd be, what's my identity? What's my hook? What is the first thing that usually comes up when I'm talking to somebody or I just met them? It says like, that's
right.
Your hook.
Yeah. Well, and you're a writer too. So even as a writer reading a book, it's kind of little hooks all the way through that you're wanting to read.
Song titles maybe would be the hook. Or chapter titles, sorry.
Yeah. So, you know, it's in any kind of things, I think, as far as creativity goes. Like, you know, you create a new car. Well, it's got to look good. That's the hook.
Yeah.
You know, or something like that. So
got to be attractive.
Yeah. See, a song can be kind of like, you know, and I just go back to this was in public speaking, somebody told me once, tell them what you're going to talk about. Talk about what you told them you're going to talk about. And then tell them again at the end what you talked about.
I mean, that's awesome. Yes.
Right. And it's kind of like that with writing songs and books sometimes too. So.
God, you know what? You're making me feel so inspired about my own life. Like, I want to tell myself, like, I want to tell myself what I want to live. How I want to live it. And then I want to live it. And then I want to wake up and go, look what I did.
Exactly. Kind of like writing your own obituary.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Or from the, it's like, you know, pretend you're in your rocking chair at the end kind of deal. Not to get all doomy and gloomy.
There's that word chair again, isn't it?
Yeah, there's
chairs
rocking
and rocking chairs.
Rocking chair can be in a musical chair, see? It would be the rock chair.
Oh, yeah. So, well, that's funny, too.
Yeah, so there's all kinds of things. And I just kind of ramble on.
No, that was, I really appreciate that. And I think it's important that, you know what, we, our lives are songs. If there are songs, our story. A lot of people say, well, your story, write it. But what about, it's our song? Because a lot of people really have that gift in their step, or they have a melody to them, and people recognize the frequency and the vibration of that melody. And so I love that we're doing music, and we're going to play one of your songs actually when we come back from break, which isn't for a while. But I want to introduce the song and just kind of highlight some of the lyrics so that when we do listen to the song, we can pick it up. Okay.
All right.
Okay. So everyone,
I'm in the hot chair. Now.
You're in the
hot seat.
Hot seat.
This is good.
And you know what? This song, we decided we would do two songs to show everybody, but the first one is fun. Like, it's super fun. And so it's called Dance While You Can.
Exactly.
Just a line. Let's talk about that title. Like, that
title. Yeah, well, you know, I think when I came up with that, and it has been a few years for that one, but I was thinking about that, and I think I came up with that line. It was basically, get in now. You know, you hear those things, get in while you're young.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can get in at any time in your life. You really can. I mean, Colonel Sanders didn't start Kentucky Fried Chicken until he was 65.
Mm-hmm.
There's many people who didn't become walkers. I can't remember.
Louise Hay.
She was
absolutely
in her 70s.
She was late 60s.
Late 60s. So dance while you can.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You can. And no matter how. Dance through life. Get in while you can. Do it now. Don't wait. You know what they say? The people that board the boat to someday end up on the island of nowhere.
Say that again.
People who board the boat someday end up on the island of nowhere.
Oh my God, I love that. I have not heard that. That's
no.
So true. You know what? I'm not going to say it's cute because it's so true, but every day I'm like, I want to do all these things because I can, and I might as well go on the list so I can try and aim because that's my vote.
Well, you're a great representation. I mean, I've known you for quite a while, and you know, you've done the show for, what has it been now?
Over two years.
Yeah, and you know what?
With Own Times Radio, actually, yeah.
And I've been around you and seen you struggle with things and do it, but you've always got such a great, just excitement about what you do.
I'm going to watch having you on the show. You're going to reveal stuff about me here.
No, I will not. but you really have a great outlook on life, and it's, you know, and just pick yourself up and just keep going. Just keep going. And you know what? And you just did it. You went, you know, I'm going to do it. And
yeah. Yeah. Well, I have to say, I love that song. Dance while you can, and you can. I love the encouragement you just offered everybody when you said, dance while you can, and you can. Just to break down, because we still have a good time. The first, just to jump into the chorus, I want to jump to the chorus, because I want people to really hear that. Do you remember that, or do you want me to give you the line? Let's get going.
Time waits for no one. Grab a big slice of life and show the world a new you. Don't worry about nothing, so nothing can change your plan. You got to dance all you can. I got it.
You did. Well, I actually did a little lyric this morning on Facebook. And I'm going to keep doing that. I like that. Grab a big slice of life and show the world a new you. I love that because you can redefine. You don't have to stick with the identity and that story if you don't like it.
Yeah, exactly. If you don't like your story, rewrite it.
Yeah.
Rewrite your book. What's your life going to be like? And that's what that's really about, you know. Let's get going. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Time waits for no one. I mean, it's old cliche, but it does. I mean, you can rewrite it any way you want. It does not wait for it. Rust never sleeps.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, also the fact that you said grab a big slice of life. You didn't say grab the whole pie.
No.
That's it.
No.
Grab
a little piece of it.
Every piece does taste different, you know? Because sometimes you got more cherries on one than the next.
It sure does. Some's not so hot. Some really great. So show the world a new you. You know, and don't worry about nothing, so nothing can change your plans. Other than we're my grandma's not the best. I'm glad my mom doesn't listen to this much.
Well,
she's an English teacher, by the way.
But you know what? I love what you wrote when you say, so nothing can change your plan. What I really get about is focus and be rooted, because when you have passion inserted into that goal, honestly, you, nothing can change that plan. You're going, you're doing it. It means a lot.
And beware of, and I tread a little lightly, but it's kind of the beware of the neighbor over the fence syndrome.
Ooh.
No, you can't do that. How are you going to do that? Well, what are you talking about? That's what that line's really about.
Yeah.
Don't worry about nothing. And sometimes it can be friends and family that do it to you.
The closest to you.
Right?
Yeah.
The closest. And you know what? Joke with a smile to say, okay, thanks for sharing. You know, and you go.
Thanks for sharing.
You know, thanks for sharing.
An attitude of gratitude.
You know, and because you got to dance while you can, and that's how it ends. You know, that's how the chorus ends. So.
Yes. Yeah, don't worry about and then we about 30 seconds to commercial, but and we'll go through this. I really want everybody, when we come back, we'll kind of chat a little bit about it and play it. But here, there's a line here that says, like you just said, well, here's a chance for you to choose. Come on, get up and make that move. But I'm going back to for you to choose. Now, I know we're heading to commercial, but it is your choice. You get to choose. Choose what you want to do. How you want to dance, silly or fast or slow or sitting down or standing up.
Exactly. And that's the, what they call the pre-chorus in this case. This song has a pre-chorus. It has a verse and then a pre-chorus. Yes, you do have a choice. Yeah, sometimes it's going to be difficult to make that choice.
It is.
Sometimes it can be very difficult and scary. You know, it's like jumping off a cliff and climbing by the seat of your pants, right?
Yes.
Like when you dove off a cliff when you were a kid and you just put, you know, caution to the wind and you jumped it.
And we're jumping into commercials.
All right.
But when we're
back,
I'm going to hear that song. It's amazing. It's so much fun. Come back.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Forward to hearing this song and let everybody hear it. Now, Eric.
Yes?
Yes. This is, this is where it goes to timeless. It doesn't matter when you wrote it and when we get played and how long it's going to be played for, but dance while you can. Are you still dancing?
We're still dancing.
Okay.
Still dancing over here. Hope everybody is too and gets ready too, because it's a fun, happy song.
It's a super fun. So we're going to play the song and then we'll have a little chat about some of the words and go from there.
All right. Here's Dance While You Can by me.
Eric Landier.
Dance heart's been broke 1,000 times. That means you've got a heart like mine, covered in scars from volunteers and rain. You sit alone in crowded rooms. You blame it on the big bad moon or other things that help to ease the pain. Well, here's a chance for you to choose. Come on, get up and make that move. Let's get going. Time waits for no one. Grab a big slice of life and show the world a new you. Don't worry about nothing, so nothing can change your plan. You've got to dance while you can. Say that you won't love again. You built some walls and you'll pretend. You've got no heart, so it won't have to break. You've got the hurt locked up inside, and you won't show the tears you've cried or anything that means you've made mistakes. Well, here's a chance for you to choose. Come on, get up and make that move. Let's get going. Time waits for no one. Grab a big slice of life and show the world a new you. Don't worry about nothing, so nothing can change your plan. You gotta dance while you can. Choose. Come on, get up and make that move. Let's get going. Time waits for no one. Grab a big slice of life and show the world a new you. Don't worry about nothing, so nothing can change your plan. Oh, let's get going. Time waits for no one. Grab a big slice of life and show the world a new you. Don't worry about nothing, so nothing can change your plan. You gotta dance while you can. You gotta dance while you can. You know they won't understand. You gotta dance while you can. You gotta dance while you can.
Okay, see, I'm glad that we were on mute because we were just having a party there.
Yes, we were.
That song is, you know what, and it's so funny because that song really is written about some heavy emotion. Like one of the lines is, you've got the hurt locked up inside and you won't show the tears you've cried. That is so, like, imprisoned and disempowered for that person. And yet it's so, like, come on, we're like, you're showing so much support with that song. And come on, the fiddle, the fun.
Yeah, you make it fun even though it's a little... You know, the verses are a bit darker, but it's leading towards something once again, right? And that's why the pre-chorus brings it in. So, you know, your heart was broke 1,000 times.
Yeah.
You know, what was the next one?
That means you've got a heart
like mine. You're covered in scars from falling tears that rained, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah,
So now I'm so glad that we played that because, first of all, it's just fun. It's a fun, like, it's, when you came up with that tune and when you're writing it, I mean, you have a lot of genres that you go to. You're jazz, blues, country. You can do anything, really. I mean,
some rock in there.
Rock, you know. Yeah, okay. And maybe somebody doesn't like them, but they can relate. And there's just fun little sounds like boing, boing, boing. Like,
oh, that's a juice car.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, as a producer, what made you, how do you find the sound?
Well, I mean, it's from obviously using your keyboards and stuff, but then you hire the players that really can bring something to it. Like, I hired my friend Wade Mosher to play guitar on it because he has a unique style of playing. So the solo is really kind of interesting how he played it. Really like how he played it. So myself, I mean, obviously, claps are usually a good way to get people moving.
Beep.
You know, if you're clapping and that kind of thing. The accordion, and we actually have an accordion, which is a musette accordion, which is a French accordion, with my friend Dan McGrath played a fibble on it. And just that fun kind of, just a kind of a fun, happy line. So it's kind of, you know, it's merging happy, fun sounds, kind of a dark subject, but then bringing it back to happy, fun sounds.
Yeah.
You know, even with the chorus.
Well, actually, I love that you said that merging happy sounds and another, because a lot of times we have had some crappy things happen to us, we're not the happiest at the moment, but there is a melody that we can carry within us, and maybe it just means we'll clap, you know, just to break that tension, break that mode. And you know what, a lot of times, you know what, how many times have you been, you need to pick me up, and you're like, oh, I got to go to this event, or I got to this, or having a party tonight, but you're just not mood. You throw in a good song, a good dance song, and you get going, or
exactly.
You want to, how's it when you're watching a movie, like a soundtrack to a movie, that's what really promotes the emotion. I mean, I can watch a sad movie with no sound, and then you throw a song in there and just like ball your face off.
Yeah, exactly. It can really help for sad sound and music, you know. Music's always, you know, it can, yeah, you can, it's, I guess you'd call it mood. It sets the mood.
Yeah.
You know, if it's scary music, if it's fun music, if it's, you know, hopeful music, how many times you listen to sad and all of a sudden they change the music and it sounds happy again?
Hey, is that why we have national anthems? Don't play them for sports?
I don't know.
Nice to know.
I think that's a bit more, you know, national, you know, country crap. Pride of your country. But what I was going to say was back to the music thing. You know, how many times, you know, you see, you're watching a movie and you're watching someone and they're sadly walking around because their friend has left. It's all sad music. And all of a sudden, there on the horizon comes their friend coming in. Or it could be an animal, maybe a dog playing each other like, son. It really made the mood.
It accompanied.
So, yeah, once again, music being used to move you.
And speaking of moving, let's talk a little bit about the next song, because I don't know a person who can listen to the next song who isn't moved. Like, it's huge. It's like, gosh, you guys got to hear this song, because it's, I want to talk a little bit about it before we head into it. It's not going to be till after commercial, but like seriously, guys, you got to hang in there. This song, it's massive. It's big. And you used something very specific to make it big. You went totally different genre and went to and had a choir.
Yeah, it has a choir in it as well. Did we mention the name?
Yeah, let's listen. Okay, you
tell it's called All God's Children. And it's really written about hope in the world. You had a good word earlier, unity. Mm-hmm. Another word for that could be equality. You know, it's written about equality of people.
Mm-hmm.
It's written about, you know, lending a hand, reaching out, helping people, which I really believe the world needs a heck of a lot more of. We have lots of it here, but let's even get more of it going. And, once again, now we get back to the production of it. Yes, the producer, I think we co-produced, and I can't honestly remember.
I think you kind of produce them all, because you're just such a part of it. It's your...
Well, my friend Alex Fraser, who's a bass player and a big blues guy in the Toronto area, he helped me produce it. And his daughter was going to Wexford School for the Arts, and he got his friend is the conductor of the choir. So they had the kid choir, well, it's not sure, I guess they're high school kids, sing on it. And it was absolutely moving. When I saw it. So when I was there, I got to watch them do it. Are you going to take
that? Yeah, you got me stuck on the word moving. Because when we unite and we have that large of people doing joining on the same thing, putting all their energy and their beliefs and their intentions with such a powerful and positive vibration, it is moving, literally.
Exactly. You know, and it's about tolerance in the world, this song, too.
Aww.
Being tolerant of other people, other races, we're all something, you know, all religions and that kind of thing.
Well, one of your lines here, talking about reaching out, got to come from you and me. Like,
you know,
it's not going to come elsewhere.
Yeah, exactly, you know, and it is, reach out to other people. Lend a hand anytime you can.
You know, I decided to title this this show specifically that we're doing together, Live for Better Days.
Oh, okay.
And I love that because you know, it doesn't matter what day you're having today. There's a better one tomorrow.
Exactly.
If you choose to.
Yeah, it's a better hair day.
Yeah.
So better days, though, in a better way. There is a better way. And there is a better day, and it'll always be better. And, you know, just, you know, that's what the song is really written about. And it is, and as I said, it mentions in it about matters not what your race or creed. What's the line?
I know.
Unless I sing it sometimes.
You've
got
to give folks a fair chance.
You got to give folks a fair chance. You got to build equality because women and men, a share is fair. It'll take a lot of love, but together. We can get there.
I love that.
You know?
One of my favorite lines, too, is because this is not all light and fluffy, like what I usually go with, but you really talk about some heavy things, but I love one of the lines that says, make this hell a cooler place.
Thank you.
Now, the story of why you wrote this, I remember. So do you remember why you wrote this?
No.
Oh,
well,
or was
actually, you know? No. It was featured on a television show. Fella used it for their intro, but it wasn't really written for the show. He just loved the song.
Oh,
and
connected.
And then they connected. They actually did a video with it, and we recorded it and stuff like that. And this song is actually, I guess I tell people,
yeah.
It's been recorded a few times.
Yeah, it's amazing.
By me. I wish somebody else would record it.
Maybe they will.
Maybe somebody out there knows someone who, you know.
Yeah, let's get it.
Now, this is, I got to say, this is more on the R&B.
Yeah.
Rhythm and blues sort of thing. I mean, it's slightly gospel, but not really as far as chords go. But it's more of that kind of thing.
Would that be written the same, like when you were talking about question and answer, or is it different? Is it a different structure?
It's more of a statement. All God's children, we can live for a better day.
Okay.
And then the verses, as you'll see. Now, this one does have a bridge in it. If we all stick together, talking about a hell of a cooler place. If we all stick together, make, what is it?
I'm trying to go for you. If we all. The sunlight,
together.
Yeah.
Make this hell a cooler
we
place.
We can live through any weather.
We can live through any weather.
And feel
the sunlight on our face. So
yeah,
that's the bridge that sort of, once again, it's kind of, it's recapping what the verses are about. And then it goes into the final choruses where the choir hits. And you'll hear that part. And I just, when I was at that, watching it being sung was absolutely moving, I got to say, because I think there was about 60 or 70 high school kids singing it, and they're, you know, cream of the crop.
Yeah.
And so it was absolutely moving, I have to say.
Isn't that amazing? Do you think it's more, and I'm asking you to make a super broad general statement here, but do you think that people are less and less going to see live music? Or just in different kind of venues, maybe?
First of all, in the genres, in some places are obviously going to a lot more DJ. The places that they still have live music would be, or the genres, I would say, I mean, there's concerts everywhere that people always go to. If you're talking more of the clubs, it would depend. A lot of clubs have switched from live music to, you know, it's kind of what sells,
right?
And dance music obviously sells. But in jazz and all forms of jazz, you can see live music all over the place. Now, in some cities, it's not as much, obviously. If you go down to, like, one of my favorite cities, which I've never been to, but I've got to visit, is New Orleans. You're going to see a lot of live music.
Right.
Of all sorts. You know, definitely, you know, everything from Dixie Lang and ragtime music and, you know, blues and funk and all that kind of stuff. All the stuff I love, by the way. And you're going to see a lot of that as long live music. Now, in some other cities, you know, it all depends. You got to look for it, you know.
Because what is the benefit of, like, I'm imagining, like, myself, when I've gone to, I've got to see the Vienna's voice choir there. It was just, like, incredible. Like, right now I'm watching you watching the sound. So there's something that happens to us when we see live music, though.
Well, I think so. It can definitely get you inspired. So it definitely inspires people. And as I said, there's live concerts everywhere. Everybody goes to these festivals, and they're all live bands.
And just at it and watching a friend play the guitar, or there's like you're a keyboard, a piano player, so you know, and you can play guitar too. But
well, any instrument,
yeah,
right?
Any
depending on what's there, depending what it is. Like, one of my favorite places in Toronto is the Rex Hotel. Can I say that?
Of course.
Okay, the Rex Hotel has been there for 40, 50 years, as far as and been doing jazz there, and they, I mean, they touch a bit on the blues and funk side too with some bands, but. I mean, it's my favorite place to go. It's 7 days a week.
Mm.
And they have music a lot. You know, come close to the weekend, you'll have two or three bands starting in, you know, in the afternoon, pre-evening, let's call that, pre-evening. and then evening. And it's all jazz. And I like it because I like jazz. But if you don't like jazz, you're not going to like it.
Right.
You're not going to like it at all.
Yeah, you got to find what you love.
There's all forms of that. I mean, getting back to the clubs, I mean, unfortunately, sometimes it comes down to the almighty dollar, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're not making it, you feel you can make a lot more money by not having a live band, but having a DJ.
Because there's talent in that too, I guess. Yeah, they're doing their skill and their artistry.
Well, there is for sure, and the real DJs, the guys that if I have a friend and he spins vinyl at the same time, he'll get three and four and five different things going. It's quite an art to do that.
Yeah.
And the big guys will do that. I mean, somebody just throwing, you know. Here, I bought a laptop, and now I, you know,
yeah.
I'm playing all these MP3s from people I've never paid a cent to. That bothers me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little bit easier now, at least if they're streaming the music from Spotify or Apple. At least the artists are getting paid something for it. That's a whole other show.
Yeah, we'll save that one for Nequality.
Right,
but,
yeah.
We're about 10 seconds before we go into commercials anyway. But you know what? When we come back, I'm just honestly, everybody hang in there, because the All God's Children song is really... Just moving. You'll feel something, and then we'll ask you to let us know what you feel. But we'll head to commercial, and then we'll play All God's Children.
Sounds great.
Okay.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations, to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
We are going to have to get a cat for this musical chair show. So everybody, yes, you are listening to Light on Living with Lisa Berry, but you're also listening to now musical
Eric.
Chair, making you move to Eric Lambier.
Eric Lambier, that's me. Yes.
I think you should spell your name. It's L-A-M as in Mary, B-I-E-R.
Yes. Lambier.
Lambier.
Lambier, yeah.
And we're just having fun here because music is just it's actually Eric's career and passion in life. It's just my passion, but it's really your career. And I was going to say, we're going to listen to another one of your songs, All God's Children. But just before that, there was a commercial for Ascending Hearts, the dating thing. And you know what's really neat? I kept thinking about how when a couple gets together, they always go, oh, that's our song. Or remember when we did this to this? Like, songs really pinpoint and hold space.
And bring you back to something you might hear it later in life.
Yes.
That kind of thing. It's like a smell.
Yeah.
You can do that too, right?
Exactly.
It brings you back to something.
It brings you back. Well, I'm not sure what All God's, let's find out where does All God's Children bring everybody else back to? Maybe it brings them back to a feeling of connectivity and hope and all that. But let's give it a good listen and we'll chat about it after.
Sounds good.
In the land of the free, talking about reaching out, it's gotta come from you and me. 'Cause people live sleeping on the streets, they got no food to eat, no shoes upon their feet. Oh, all God's children, well, we can live for a better day. It matters not what your race or creed. You gotta give folks a fair chance, gotta build equality. It's women and men, and share is fair. It'll take a lot of love, but together we could get there. Sing it. Of God's children, we can live for better days. Said I'm talking about a better way. Oh, of God's children, we can live for better days. I can't forget what I can't leave out. A lot of things taking a turn, a lot of changes coming back. I look around and I see walls tumbling down. Is it real? Do you feel? Is this a new way that we found? If we all stick together and make this hell.
Letting that linger. and hear it floating around in there.
All right.
That silk is so powerful, though. I love that. And it is, you know, there's so much passion. Whenever we write something or create something, make them, whether a painter paint something, an artist or a song or anything, there's passion in there. And there's something like you can hear it in your tone. It's like, we've got to do this. And so it's like.
Just get together and do it, you know. Put your guns away, you know.
Yeah. And there's find people. And find people who want to do that.
Interesting how it leaves us talking a little quieter.
Oh my gosh, it is.
You know, it really made coming back, you know, and I know I wrote the song, I'm not tooting the horn or anything, but actually made me really think again. You know, really come back to the lyrics. And
yeah.
It's hard to wear both hats in this interview, co-host, I mean.
Yes, I know.
It's hard to wear both hats here.
Yeah, you put a lot on you for this.
Yeah. I'm new. You're the pro.
Well, what I really like, too, is that you think about it. I really want to do a show, but listen, so I want to thank you for this right now. So, everybody, I'm thanking Eric and Andy for doing this. I really wanted music in my message. I wanted music in here. And so, like, you let the universe know, this is my vibration, this is my desire, my dream, my goal. How, and then you kind of, you ask, and then you let it show up because you held the belief. And there's a lot around, like we talked about the first song and the second song, there can be so much around you that's just all day or just maybe every once in a while, but big ones, things like the obstacles and challenges that get in your way, but you really do find the people that are aligned with you in the vibration, in that space. Like right now, you would love for somebody else to sing a song, not just anybody, but maybe there's somebody out there that goes, God, I love that song. I want to do that song.
Exactly. Another artist or another producer listens to it. So this would be great for our artist to cover the song. And by the way, I'm totally open to that song. You know, if anybody knows anybody wants to do that kind of thing, I'm really open to it.
Right. And speaking of which, actually, that's what we are looking for. We want to create this show so that we kick off with your stuff, and I'm sure we'll do, you know, maybe one of my songs down the road, but it's really just put the spotlight on other songwriters and producers and things like that to bring them to the musical chairs. That's why it's called musical chairs.
We would like to have, right now, we have an extra chair in this room that is empty. So figuratively, we would like to fill it with someone else who wants to be on the show and has a message, a positive message in their song, and just how they did the song, how it was written, right from how it was written, why it was written, who it was written about, and about you too as a person. And we want to connect with people like that. So we're going to be creating a page, correct, Lisa?
Yes, we will be.
And it's just funny. Sorry, I was just thinking this. I'm just going to go to this. Like, you're the pro host, but I'm the co-host.
Funny.
Right? Yeah. So,
look at writing a song about it.
You're the pro host because you've been doing it. But yeah, we're going to create a page, or Lisa will. And we want people to come to it and join our party.
Join the chair,
come
musical
the chair.
Yeah, I thought I liked the name. It was funny because we were sitting talking, like, how can we do this? Let's highlight people, and I love putting the spotlight on people, and music is such a great way. But you know, so we've got a few minutes here. First of all, if anybody wants to hear your song, those songs we played, yeah, so Dance While You Can or All God's Children, how can they, first of all, get, like, hear
it? Well, as you're just discussing, it's not up right now. My latest CD is on CD Baby, and it is on your streaming services. But unfortunately, All God's Children was on the pre-CD, and for some reason they took it down from Spotify, and well, sometimes I don't know why. So what I'm going to do is have my friend do it this week and get it up there. And Dance While You Can was actually a country album I did a number of years ago. So it at some point was up, but it's not anymore either. So what we're going to do is get that back up so my catalog can be played on Spotify or Deezer or I have Apple Music.
Well, I'm kind of actually excited that it's not available because, you know what? You guys will have to write to us, so we'll get to hear from you.
Exactly. Write to us requested.
It's
exactly.
See, and you're used to this. You
now,
play.
Yeah. The other time, you know, what do you do with the show? It's replayed so you can listen to the songs again.
Yeah, there you go. Replay.
And anywhere else, Lisa, what do you?
You know, let's leave it at that. So I really do. I want to hear from people, and I want to hear about the movement that, you know, what is anything shifting in you, even just feeling, just listening to the show? Because
did it help you?
The show. Did it help you? What are you feeling? What
were
you
in a, and even be brief, you don't get right into details, but to say maybe you were having a, maybe you were having a great day, and you said, you know what, it just helped me higher, you know? Or maybe you were having a bit of a sad day, and you went, you know what, it kind of helped me to realign today.
But I love that one.
I love that word too. Well, speaking of realigning, just because I think this is an interesting thing, in that because we are putting the spotlight on you here right now, is so as a piano player, a keyboard, where you, when you go to write, sit down and write a song, do you sit down at your instrument or do you kind of get going in your head first?
You know, there's a number of things. I mean, sometimes I've written the lyrics first. Sometimes it's been a melody that just came into my head. It's kind of weird. You're just walking down the street or you're sitting somewhere or it just happens. Sometimes I've sat at the piano and just started singing it. So it really, I think inspiration for musicians as well as, you know, for books, this kind of thing can come at the most weirdest moments. And you have to be prepared either with a recording device of whatever that is, from a pencil, the old way, which still works, by the way, very well.
Yeah.
Right through to, and I don't know if you mentioned, I'm actually visually impaired, so I use either an old style brailler or right through to my iPhone. I call it my seeing iPhone. And I use that to record because you have to be prepared at any point.
You don't want to lose it.
You don't want to lose it. And ideas, I've lost ideas.
Yeah.
You know, or you think, you know what, I'll remember that tomorrow. And you get up and you know what? Yeah. It's gone. And I cannot, what was that idea we had or I had?
Well, actually, just on that, I've got a fun story to share with the listeners as we do this.
Sure.
So the show intro song that you guys have all heard over and over and every time after the commercials, that tune, that little, I love ragtime music. So back in the day, I came to Eric and said, I need some snazzy music for my voicemail. So when people call and they leave a message, they get to hear this really fun music. And so we recorded it on the phone. And that was it. That was where it was recorded. And
we just came up with it. Like, just yeah. Went out of the piano with something fun.
Something fun and right time. And the thing is, it's so funny. Like, so how many of you actually call your own voicemail? Well, not very many. And so over the years that people enjoyed it, they used to even say, we called just to get your voicemail, hoping you wouldn't answer so we could hear the song. Well, I had to call into my phone service one day, and they said, oh, there was a problem, and they said, they'll reset my phone. But I did not know that they were going to reset my voicemail message, and we lost the song. I had to, yeah. And so I came to Eric. I said, you won't believe this, but, you know, we have to do it again. He goes, oh, I don't remember it exactly. And so we had to keep trying to remember and figure it out. So it's probably some sort of rendition. But that's why I want to bring up, like, how to record, make sure people don't lose their things. Because, oh, you know what, sometimes when you do recreate, it's just because that's what you had to do. And sometimes it's even better.
Exactly. And there's days that it flows. There are other days I've had days you'll sit for 3 hours and get nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and there's other days I get up and it's like click, 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 and I'm sure you had it, Lisa. It just flows. It's like the river, but sometimes the river's not so quick. You know, you're stuck in a pool.
Oh, we went full circle. We talked about it.
Around and around in circles. And I've had that many times with songs. You just go, oh, I just can't get a last verse. And that's why, you know, let's get to another point about writing, which I'm always been open to, is collaboration. You know, and I had somebody, and I'm in touch with that. He's a famous kind of producer online, and he has courses on stuff. He's worked with some of the top artists, and he had said that he had an idea in a folder, and his friend was over. He didn't like the idea. His friend heard it, loved it, said, let's write it. They worked with it a bit that day. He took it away. Next thing you know, that guy works with a girl. You might have heard her name, Sia.
Yeah, maybe.
So, and then she loved it. And, you know, Chandelier, the big song.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, and then she loved it. They asked if she could work with it. But then even at that point, it took them 4 more years to have it played. You think at that point, you go, oh, my goodness, I'm on the road. Well, no, it doesn't always work that way. There's a lot of bends and turns. So the point of that is sometimes, and I love what he said was, sometimes your trash is somebody else's treasure. So, and that's how that goes. So, you know.
It's
good to get your ideas down, collaborate, throw them out there to people no matter what it is. And this, I'm speaking purely now as a writer.
Yeah.
Just, you know, collaborate. And I'm willing to share the way. Well, the other thing he said was,
we're going to wrap up. You guys will do what you're
10% of nothing is better than 100%. 10% of something is better than 100% of nothing.
I love that. I just want to say thank you for everybody for joining us on Musical Chairs, Making Me a Move with Eric Landgate and myself, Lisa Berry. We really want to hear from you. Come to my
Facebook.
Thank you,
folks.
Yes, thank you. I come to our Facebook page, whether it's Lisa Berry, B-E-R-R-Y, or you want to check out Eric, but I'm the easy route. So, again, thank you, everybody. And you know what? First Monday of every month, we're going to be doing this, and we're going to be exploring a lot more beautiful songs and music and all kinds of stuff. So drop us a like. Thank you so much.
Check it out. Thank you.
Bye, Eric.
Bye, Lisa. Thank you.